Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today in our journey through the teaching of the apostles on the amazing reality of what we've been given in Christ. You know, the apostles, their passion was to communicate. And I know they prayed and they begged the Lord, they begged the Holy Spirit to help them communicate to each and every person that they were leading and proclaiming the gospel to be able to have the grace to communicate what they experienced themselves, the life-transforming power of Jesus Christ, a capacity to see the full wisdom of God and the meaning of life, the meaning of human existence, the nature of God, what God the Father is really like, what it feels like and what it means to be a child of God, how to walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, how to walk in power to extend the kingdom of God in the world, how to be rooted profoundly in the identity of being children of God. The apostles were passionate about that, and they understood that only the Holy Spirit ultimately can give people a capacity and a power to understand these truths, these transformational truths in faith. So what I wanted to do this week, and on Monday I began with St. Peter from the first letter of Peter. He begins his letter describing what has happened to us. I'm concerned that many of the baptized have a measure of faith, or maybe are culturally Catholic or culturally Christian, and they're not walking in much power. They're not walking in much security of who they are in Christ and what they don't understand fully their origin, purpose, and destiny, and the work that God wants us to accomplish now. But we can only accomplish that work if we really, truly understand who we are. And there's so much more. My conviction, friends, that part of what God intends in permitting this global trial to go on is for human beings to confront their mortality, the fragile reality of a contingent existence, so that we might take the opportunity to ask ourselves the larger questions. Even if we successfully, quote unquote, beat the virus, which will likely happen, a good question after that is, okay, then what? We're afraid of, you know, being infected by this virus and getting sick and potentially dying or loved ones dying, and it's terrifying and it's very sad. But for the Christian, it should not be a surprise. And it shouldn't grip us with the kind of panic, fear, anxiety, anger, all of that that can happen if we don't understand who we are, who God is, the world we live in, how short it all is, and where we're actually headed. The big question is, not are we going to defeat the virus and escape death? The real question is, how do we answer? How do we understand the real battle that's in our life, the inevitability we're all going to die? Even if someone was near death and brought back by medicine, the rest, guess what? People are going to die. Scripture makes it really clear. Life is a breath. It's a passing shadow. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. The scripture exhorts us to think often about our death, despite the fact that the world never wants to talk about it, because it doesn't have an answer for it, and it doesn't want to receive the offer of an answer, of a definitive answer, a real answer from Christ. The apostles show us how profoundly, how fruitfully a person can live as a child of God in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God when they internalize and believe and accept the words of Jesus, the words the apostles are passing on to us about what God has said to us. The key, friends, is to receive through the grace of the Spirit the teaching of the Scripture, the teaching of the Catechism, the teaching of the Church, and to make it our own. This time of quarantine, this time of dialing down, this time of disruption to a normal pattern of life, in part is meant to be a bit of a shaking and a waking, a moment to wake up, to have the kind of apostolic urgency. What is God saying to me? I want to draw near to God. God wants to draw near to me. What is my master saying to me? What in my life remains outside the power of the Spirit and living in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God? Where do I need to grow? Of what do I need to repent? How can I order my life and align myself more fully with Jesus' leadership? All of that's tied up, friends, in being able to understand who Christ is and what he's done for us and what we actually possess now, right now, and what we can lean on and trust in and how he wants to transform us. So yesterday I touched on Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 1, the first part of it. I want to continue to Paul's famous prayer here, which is really beautiful and profound. And so Paul's praying here. I want you to notice that Paul is praying a prayer that we come to understand what he has come to understand, what he knows is true, and he knows the impact it's had on his life. And so now he's begging the Lord. He's praying, asking the Lord to give us the grace to see who he is so we can see and understand who we are, which will allow us to live differently and be a light in the world. Verse 15, for this reason, because I have heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And here's his prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, who's our Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Sometimes I like to just put my own name in there and imagine Paul's praying for me and what he's saying, Peter, I'm praying for you that you, Peter Herbeck, may receive from God a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The wisdom of the Spirit, the revelation by the Spirit of an experiential knowledge of the Lordship and Majesty of Jesus. Verse 18, he said, so that the eyes of your hearts might be enlightened. So your heart and mind, this is the core of our being, sort of the center from which we live, where we touch God, where our deepest decisions are made. We orient our life from this core of our being we call the heart. And Paul says, he's praying that from the core of your being, you can see who God is and who you are. And he says that you may know what's the hope to which you have been called. The hope to which you have been called. Hope is, said many, many times in the program over the years, hope is the confident expectation of the fulfillment of our life in Christ. That capacity to see that Paul is going after and he's praying for is our ability in God through the help of the Holy Spirit to see the majesty and the glory of Jesus and to be able to see in Jesus where our life is headed and to begin to have a deep security that I'm in the hands of a loving Father, that Jesus is my shepherd. He knows my name. He understands my voice and he's leading me and I'm living a great adventure in this world. Even though this is a valley of tears and at a time like the one we're living in, there's plenty of it, but I know that God is with me. He said he would never leave me, and he's directing my life to the ultimate goal, which is to share eternal life with him in glory. And he wants my life now to be profoundly meaningful and to be secure so we can live at peace, so we can live with a great confidence of the meaning of our life with the awareness of why we're here and where we're going. So you can have the eyes of your hearts enlightened so that you can see and understand God's plan and revelation, that you may know what is the hope to which you have been called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. What have we received? Remember what Peter said? If you're with me on Monday, St. Peter said, you've been given an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It's kept in heaven for you by the love of the Father, by his great power. This is the goal. They passed, friend, the apostles, they, by God's grace, they died to the things of this world. the idols, the false treasures, all the stuff that passes away. And they began to grasp through faith the amazing treasure that they have been given, we've been given in Christ. And that's what he's talking about here. The glorious inheritance, the saints get it. The saints get radical about it. They don't live a double life, one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. They just make a decision by God's grace to say, Lord, I'm all in with you. I'm trusting everything. I want the treasure that lasts forever. I want the stuff that really means something. And I'm done. I'm just done with all the idols. I'm just done with them, Lord. I want you and everything you want to give me. What is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe? Now, do you understand the power that's in you? The power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, as the apostle said. The power of the king is in you. The power to overcome the temptations of sin. The power to drive back the enemy, to resist the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead. See, we're reflecting on Easter, right? We're reflecting on the resurrection, the power that burst forth from Christ as he dispelled in his, the light of his resurrection dispels the darkness. He comes forward from the tomb, a victorious king. He ascends to the right hand of the Father and he enters into glory and he claims everything. You know, everything belongs to him. He was made to sit at the right hand in the heavenly places. That's big, friends, because Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, became one of us, and the blood of Our Lady is running through him. He was a human person. He came. He was a divine human person. He became one of us so he could take us into glory with him. He's the second Adam that has the power of an indestructible life, eternal life. He has the authority to give it to whomever is willing to receive it. And it's from that place of glory that we see our own destiny. He's far above, Paul says here, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. That's every order of authority in the cosmos. Above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he's put all things under his feet. That is, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. He's subduing all the enemies of God. He's establishing the Father's reign and kingdom. He's going to destroy everything that stands against the reign of the kingdom of God. Nothing can really challenge that. He's offering mercy to the world now to come and inherit and to enjoy and live in that kingdom. Everything is under his feet. He wants you and I to come freely under his feet. That means under his authority, under his lordship. And like St. Paul says, just turning his heart, like Jesus turned his heart to the Father all the way to the point of offering his life on the cross. St. Paul said, we make it our aim now to please him. That ought to be the number one goal in your life and mine, to please God in every way in my life, in every relationship, and how I live, how I move, you know, my work, you name it, every dimension of it. He's made him head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We are members of the body of Christ, friends. You have received a rich treasure. Holy Spirit, help us understand it. Holy Spirit, help us to treasure it, love it, live in it, and walk in it for the praise of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.